You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Brain of Britain, the nationwide general knowledge contest, chaired by Russell Davis.
Hello and welcome to another heat of Brain of Britain from Media City in Salford. Four more competitors await their fate in the most venerable general knowledge contest of them all. And in just under half an hour's time, at least one of them will have won a place in the semi-finals in the spring. Let's meet them.
Hello, I'm Paul Bunyan for Market Drayton Shropshire and I'm a lorry driver.
Hello, Steve Balding, retired from Bathchurch near Shrewsbury and I'm a rail campaigner.
I'm Paula Keaveney, I'm a university lecturer and I'm from Liverpool.
I'm Ian Wallam from Middle Raisin in Lincolnshire, and before I retired, I was a teacher.
Thank you. Remember that it's not necessarily just the winner who goes through to the semi-finals, but you'll also be invited back if you're one of the four top-scoring runners-up across the series. So it really is worth going for every point you can get. But please, everyone, do remember to wait until the question is clearly opened up to the rest of you before you flash in for a possible bonus. Good luck, all four of you. And round one begins with you, Paul Bunyan. The chemical symbol for cobalt is CO. What is the chemical symbol for copper?
CU.
Yes, from cuprium, metal of Cyprus, because the Roman supply of copper came almost entirely from Cyprus. The fabled lowland Scottish water spirit or demon that assumes various shapes, the Kelpie, usually appears in the form of what animal?
An otter.
No. Plausible, but wrong. Ian Wellham?
A horse.
Yes. Usually as a horse. Steve Balding, which word succeeds Llanwrtyd, Llandrindrod and Bilf in the names of three Welsh towns?
Wells.
Yes, they're all Wells. Gullfoss and Dettifoss are famous waterfalls in which country?
Ireland.
No. Ian Wellham.
Iceland.
Iceland is right. Only one letter wrong, but it makes a difference. Iceland. Foss in Icelandic means falls, yes. Paula Keaveney, on the continent of Australia, by how many hours does the time differ between Perth and Sydney?
Five.
No. Ian Wellham.
Six.
No. Paul Bunyan.
Seven.
Nope. Steve Balding, have a go.
Four.
No, it's three. Only three. Ah, what a shame. Both cities observe daylight saving time in summer, which is not the case in all areas of Australia. Ian Wellham, we come to you. For what precisely is the annual FIFA Puskas Award given?
The highest goal scorer in the European Cup.
No, could have been, but ain't. Steve Balding.
The team scoring the highest aggregate number of goals during the tournament season?
No. A rational answer, but no. Paul Bunyan.
The European Young Player of the Year?
No. Paula Keaveney.
The best women's team?
No. No, it's what they call the most beautiful goal of the year. It's really a best goal prize. There might be several satirical answers to that question, but we'll keep them for later. Here's the score at the end of round one. Paula Keaveney has yet to score. Steve Balding, Paul Bunyan have one each. Ian Wellham, two. Straight back to Paul Bunyan. PVA glue is familiarly used for school crafts and for carpentry tasks. What does PVA stand for?
Is it polyvinyl adhesive?
No. Yes, Ian Wellham.
Polyvinyl acetylene?
Not quite, no, I'm afraid. Polyvinyl acetate is the answer. Had to have all three parts to that. Steve Balding, two values are recorded in a blood pressure test. One is the systolic pressure. What is the other called?
I think it's the embolic.
No. Ian Wellham.
Diastolic.
Diastolic pressure is right, yes. Paula Keaveney, your question. Andy Murray won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year Award for 2015. Which rugby league international was runner-up?
Don't
know. No. Ian Wellham.
Sinfield? Paul, yeah. I think his name is. But
no.
Anyway, Sinfield. Anyway.
Yeah, Sinfield will have to do it. It's a good name to get. Kevin Sinfield, Kevin, MBE, yes. Kevin, of Leeds Rhinos in England, yes. Your question, Ian Wellham, what type of celestial object is made up of four visible parts? The nucleus, the coma, the ion tail, and the dust tail.
A comet.
Yes, exactly. What was the shared surname of the Italian father and son who were both noted composers of the Baroque period with the respective forenames Alessandro and Domenico?
Scarlatti?
Yes, you're right. In which American city is the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Wouldn't seem right any other way, would it? In addition to their radio sketch show, That Mitchell and Webb Sound, and its television counterpart, That Mitchell and Webb Look, comic actors Robert Webb and David Mitchell have starred together in which successful TV sitcom?
I've no idea.
Mm-hmm. Paul Bennion.
Peep Show.
Yes, which came to an end late last year, 2015. End of round two. Here are the scores. Paul Akeveny yet to score, Steve Balding 1, Paul Bennion 2, Ian Wellham 7. Paul Bennion, it's time for the first music question today, and it goes to you. The song Over the Rainbow, immortalised by Judy Garland, was very nearly cut from the film The Wizard of Oz by cloth-eared producers. Here's a more recent take on that very familiar Arlen and Harburg song. You have to name the guitarist performing this version.
Hank Marvin.
No, it wasn't Hank. Paul
Julian
Aguini.
Bream.
No. Ian Wellham.
Eric Clapton.
Not Eric Clapton, no. Steve Balding.
Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler. No, it was Jeff Beck. Good selection there, but it didn't include Jeff. And he was the right answer. Steve Balding, in 2015, the children's animated TV series The Clangers was revived on the BBC, with the voiceover in the new episodes provided by Michael Palin, who narrated the original series in the late 1960s and 70s.
Michael Bentine?
No. Paul Bennion?
Oliver Postgate.
Yes, who also created and narrated Bagpuss, Ivor the Engine, and Noggin the Nog. Paul Akeveny, what is the minimum age in the UK that someone can become a company director?
21.
No. Ian Wellham?
18.
Not 18? No, Steve Balding.
16.
16 is right, yes. Quite surprisingly, the Companies Act 2006 stipulates the minimum age of a company director is 16. This rule applies to all private limited company directors in the UK. Ian Wellham, according to T.S. Eliot, immature poets imitate. Mature poets do what?
Improvise?
No. Steve Balding?
Meditate?
No. Paul Akeveny?
Cogitate?
No. Paul Bennion going to have a go? Yes.
It's maturate.
Oh, very good. Very nice. All very inventive. No, he's slightly more cynical than that. The answer is steal. Not imitate, but steal. End of another round. We've yet to get Paul Akeveny off the mark, which we will do. Steve Balding, 2. Paul Bennion, 3. Ian Wellham, 7.
Paul Bunyan, Texas Hold'em, seven card stud, Omaha and Caribbean stud are variants of which card game?
Poker.
Yes. Private Perks is a funny little codger, is the first line of which popular marching song of the First World War?
It's a Long Way to Tipperary?
No. Paula Keaveney.
Pack up your troubles.
In your old kit bag. Yes, you're right. Steve Balding, your music question comes up now, and it's to the music hall we go with a recording made in July 1911. Can you name this very popular performer, a man whose name has, in part, entered the language?
Who am I? What am I? I am the leak detector. Twig me bag. What's the gag? For I'm the gas inspector. Be honest with the bobs and pennies in the slots and don't shove in old bits of tin. Don't try and do the company with precipitous pot or tell the button hammer thin. Chink, chink goes a penny in the slot. No tune could be sweeter. You see, I am he who collected the lot. I'm the man who milks the meter. I'm a fool, a little dodges, don't you know? Rather, I'm a bigger fool than I look. Or I should say, to be more correct, I don't look as big a fool as I am.
Gordon Bennett.
Not cool, no. Any more offers? Ian Wellham?
Burlington Bertie?
No. He was a song rather than a character, I think. Paul Bunyan.
Henry Hall.
No, before his time. It was Little Titch. Real name Harry Ralph. His stage name is the origin of the word titch for a very small person. He got it from the Titchborne case, a famous legal wrangle of the 1860s and 70s. He was thought to resemble the Titchborne claimant, the central figure in the case. Paula Keaveney. According to the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, the Milky Way takes the form of a whirlpool of stars which rotates about its axis roughly once every how many years?
Thirteen.
No. Steve Balding.
100,000.
No. I think they have got to be guesses. Yes, Paul again.
250.
250 years, no. Ian, well, I'm going to have a try.
Oh. 120.
No, it's bigger than you think. 200 million years it takes to go around. Ian Wellham, the cathedral known as Old St. Paul's, which was destroyed in the Great Fire of London in 1666, was begun in which century?
Twelfth.
No. Steve Balding?
13th.
Not the 13th, no, but plenty more. Paula Keaveney?
11th.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, 1087, to be precise. It was, however, the fourth church on that site. End of another round. Now Paula Keaveney has two, so has Steve Balding. Paul Bunyan, four. Ian Wellham, seven. Well, it's pretty close and tense, and at this stage in the programme, we think our competitors deserve a breather for a few minutes. I have a pair of questions here, which we've selected from the many hundreds you've sent us in recent months, on which our brains will confer and collaborate. Today, the Beat the Brains questions we've chosen are from listener Colin Savage, who emailed them to brainofbritain@bbc.co.uk, as you can too if you've ideas you'd like to send us. And of course, if Mr. Savage succeeds in beating the brains, he'll win a book token prize. This doesn't affect your own scores at all, needless to say. So here goes with Colin Savage's first question. Last year, 2015, marked the 150th anniversary of President Abraham Lincoln's assassination. Who was the British Prime Minister at the time?
I guess Palmerston, but I don't know.
Could you repeat the year?
Well, you can say the year. 1865.
You've got to do the maths there, I'm afraid.
Yeah. I think
it's 1865.
Yeah, too early for Disraeli.
They were 68.
Yeah.
So I guess 65. Should we try that?
Palmerston, I think, yeah.
Do you want to say? Yeah. We're guessing Palmerston.
Henry John Temple, 3rd Viscount Palmerston, yes, who was in office until his death in October that year. President Lincoln was shot on the 14th of April and died the following morning.
Sorry, we weren't guessing, we knew.
You did know, yes, I think you did. I think you sort of knew. Anyway, we'll see if you know this. It's question two. By the same token, who was the British Prime Minister when President John F. Kennedy was shot?
Macmillan.
Wrong.
Douglas Hume, it is.
Yes, it is. Alec Douglas Hume. He was appointed Prime Minister as Macmillan's successor on the 19th of October 1963, and Kennedy's assassination happened only just over a month later. You were just a little bit hasty there. So, Colin Savage, yes, you, our assembled brains were not up to your challenge. And thanks for your intriguing questions. We're going to send you a prize, and what's more, I will unleash upon you this violent round of applause. Please do send us your own ideas for questions to use in this part of the programme. They can be linked in theme, as Colin Savage's were, or entirely unrelated. All we ask is that they're interesting in themselves and challenging enough to give our contestants pause for some debate. You can email them, as I mentioned, to brainofbritain@bbc.co.uk or send them in a good old-fashioned envelope to Brain of Britain, BBC Dock House, Media City, Salford M50 2LH. Time to return to the contest, and you start the next round. Once again, Paul Bennion. The hydrocarbon carotene is converted in the liver into which vitamin?
Vitamin A.
Correct, yes. The Hamilton River in Labrador in Canada was renamed in 1965 after a famous statesman. By what name is it now known?
Hudson?
No. Yes, Steve Balding.
Diefenbaker?
No. Good Canadian name? Nope. No more offers. The clue was in the date. It was Churchill, because he died in January that year. Steve Balding, the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhists is the Dalai Lama. What do the words Dalai Lama mean?
Chosen one.
No. Ian Wellham.
Ocean priest.
I think that's okay. Ocean teacher, ocean of wisdom, ocean teacher is the generally accepted. But the priest will do fine. Paula Keaveney, music accompanies your next question. It's a pop hit from the late 1960s. I'll ask you the question afterwards.
The four kings of Eamire are sitting stately on the floor.
Inspired by the TV series Till Death Us Do Part, its writer Mickey Dolenz originally gave that song the title Randy Scouse Git, but was told by the record company in the UK to change it. So under what name did that record appear in the UK?
Birthday Boy.
No. Yes, Paul Bennion.
Liverpool Lothario.
Yes, that would be a nice, gentle rendering of the Randy Scouse Git, but it's not right. Steve Balding?
Something number nine.
No, like Revolution, no. No other office, no. Well, he called it, regrettably, Alternate Title. Yes, and under that title, it reached number two in the charts. What he meant was, of course, Alternative Title, which would have been better from almost every point of view. Ian Wellham, Dexter Mayhew and Emma Morley are the protagonists of which best-selling novel first published in 2009?
I don't know.
Okay. Anybody read it? Paula Keaveney.
One Day.
One Day by David Nichols. That's the right answer. And it brings us to the end of another round. Steve Balding, 2. Paula Keaveney, 3. Paul Bennion, 5. Ian Wellham, 8. Nobody sprinting off with this one as we come back to Paul Bennion. Lampreys and hagfish form part of the superclass of fish known as agnatha, a name indicating the absence of which part of the head?
The jaw.
Yes, the jaw is right. Where in the human body will you find the pulp chamber and the pulp horn?
In the ear?
Not the ear. Most things are found in there. So many things. Ian Wellham?
Teeth?
Yes, in each tooth actually. Teeth. In every tooth is the case. Steve Balding. Well, Mr. Baldwin, this is a pretty kettle of fish. Which major figure of the 1930s is reported to have said this, and about what?
I should know this, but I don't, sorry.
Ian Wellham.
Was it Queen Mary about the abdication?
Precisely that, in 1936. Yes, well done. If I'd said, well, Mr. Baldwin, this is a pretty kettle of fish, you'd probably have got it straight away. Paula Keaveney, according to estimates taken in July 2014, only 2 US states have a smaller population than the District of Columbia. Can you name either of them?
Rhode Island?
No. That would have been my guess, but it's wrong. Ian Wellham.
Wyoming.
Yes, the other one is Vermont. Isn't it surprising? Vermont and Wyoming. Wyoming is huge, but it only has 584,000 people in it. Ian Wellham, your question then. The ballet El Amor Brujo, Love the Magician, with music by Manuel de Falla, was first performed 100 years ago. I'd like you to name this famous dance from the ballet.
Sabre dance?
It wasn't, no. Steve Balding?
Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Not that, no. Paul Bennion?
Arrival of the Cossacks?
No. No, Paul Keaveney, no. It was the Ritual Fire Dance. I'm sure you know that title. We heard Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic Orchestra and bringing us to the end of another round. Steve Balding, 2. Paul Keaveney, 3. Paul Bennion, now 6. Ian Wellham, 11. Which brings us to the final round of the contest and Paul Bennion's question. Which Scottish chemist who discovered the majority of what became known as the noble gases received the 1904 Nobel Prize for Chemistry?
Was it Rutherford?
Nope. Ian Wellham.
Ramsay.
Sir William Ramsay is right, yes. Steve Balding, in which part of the British Isles will you find the coastal footpath known rather poetically as the Road of the Gull?
Cornwall.
No. Paul Bennion.
Pembrokeshire.
No. No, it isn't that one. Ian Wellham.
Northern Ireland.
No, nor Northern Ireland. Yes, Paula Keating.
Wales.
No, it was the Isle of Man. It starts and finishes, if that's what you want to do, at the Millennium Bridge in Douglas Harbour, and it's 95 miles long. Paula Keaveney, your question. The Bordino carriage, an early form of car first manufactured by Virginio Bordino in 1854, was powered by what?
Gas.
No. Ian Wellham?
Steam.
It's a fair guess, isn't it? Steam, yes, for the date. It's now housed at the Museo Nazionale dell'Automobile in Turin. Ian Wellham, your question. Which village near Preston in Lancashire is known for the production of poultry, often featured on gourmet menus, and also gives its name to a type of shortbread cake with caraway seeds? No, sorry. OK. Paula Keaveney?
Goosner.
Yes, Goosner is exactly right. Which brings us to the end of this sixth heat of Brain of Britain, with the final scores standing at Steve Boulding, 2 points. Paula Keaveney, 4. Paul Bennion, 6. Ian Wellham, 13. So we'll definitely be meeting Ian Wellham again at the semi-final stage. Congratulations to him, and sincere thanks to the others for a very sporting contest. Join us in London next time for another heat of Brain of Britain, and we'll be making a return visit to Salford later in the series. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
You can download many more BBC Radio 4 programmes for free. Find these at bbc.co.uk/radio4.